Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 15 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs a one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. Well, we're meeting with Edward Navin, co-founder and CEO of The Covery. And The Covery is a destination for immersive wellness. Their mission is to keep their members and communities healthy and productive through a variety of services for the mind and body. And we're going to talk to Edward about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 15 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs a one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. Well, we're meeting with Edward Navin, the co-founder and chief visionary officer of The Covery. And The Covery is a destination for immersive wellness. Their mission is to keep their members and communities healthy and productive through a variety of services for the mind and the body. Hi, Edward. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing good, Marty. Thanks for having me today.
This is my pleasure, Edward. I was very excited to have you on the show. You know, when I learned about your concept, we always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Edward?
I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana this morning.
Oh, nice. Is it starting to warm up down there a bit?
It is. We go straight from, I think it's winter to about summer down here.
Yes, yeah. You do, don't you? That's funny.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know, you have, I was saying earlier, I mean, you really have a great story. You can kind of go back to the evolution of The Covery and, you know, how this whole idea even came about.
Yeah, I mean, The Covery is actually our second franchise. We started in the fitness space with a concept called Regimen Fitness, which has done very well for us, and you know, recovery has always been an idea I've had for how do you recover from working out? You know, how do you perform a little bit better? And quite frankly, you know, pre-COVID, recovery was going to be a lot of compression, cryotherapy, red light. And when COVID hit, it completely and totally changed my mindset and my partners and my team's mindsets. For the first time ever, we all have, you know, we all have these things in common, but for the first time ever, stress became just the focus. Stress is going to manage itself physically or emotionally, you know?
Right.
So during COVID itself, is really been said it needs to be more than just athletic recovery. This needs to be stress reduction, lifestyle optimization. It's a myriad of things. So ultimately, it was really going out of necessity, I believe.
Yeah. Your market is huge, Edward. I was wondering, you know, I mean, up to this point, I mean, who have been, you know, your customers? So as you mentioned earlier, it's not just athletes or people, you know, that work out in a gym. You know, it seems like anyone can use your services. But, you know, who've been your common customers up to this point?
And to your point, it's been shocking to us. When we first did this, we thought we would get a lot of athletic people, a lot of weekend warriors coming in, but the reality is the demographic for this is if you're living, breathing, and walking, you are a potential, you're a demographic for us because, it absolutely is. I know that sounds, you know, that probably sounds outrageous to a lot of people out there, if you think about your daily life, you know, everything to constant bombardments of stress, to family demands, to, I always like to say life is a sport. You know, you need to And that's what we're doing.
That's powerful. And you have so many different services, Edward. I mean, maybe, you know, you could talk about some of the different services. I was on your website over the weekend, you know, and I saw all these different services. Maybe, you know, you could talk about some of them to our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. And the services we have been around for, you know, really pretty much forever. They've stood the test of time, but now we're just starting to see some of the white paper implications of these things. And so, you know, our service – we have several different things. We attack this from an aesthetic level all the way to a wellness and to an athletic recovery. And what I mean by that is one of our prime is IV therapy. And the public is starting to see a lot more IV places out there. And the reality is if you were, God forbid, if you were to get hurt today, whether it's, you know, breaking an arm or you know, slipping and falling, and you get in an ambulance for any reason, one of the first things they're going to do is put an IV in you.
Right,
and
of course.
It doesn't really matter for what. And so with us, IVs is really the start because we tell people, hey, this is going to help you focus. It helps the skin. It helps you think clear. So we start with IVs, but we don't end there. We realize that every treatment partners with another treatment. And what I mean by that is you've got to have some type of outcome-based therapies. So a lot of people have pain. And for that, we'll do cryotherapy. You know, cryotherapy is fantastic because people get in this cold chamber and it's a dry cold and everyone freaks out. They think, oh my God, it's cold. It is.
Yeah.
You know, we can't sugarcoat that. It's cold, but it's a dry cold. And when you get out, you're essentially, what has happened is all the blood from your extremities rushes to your core and it, cause your brain wants to protect your vital organs. But when you get out of that cryo, you can jump through the freaking building if you want. You know, the pain relief is, it hits that vagus nerve and it helps that lower back release. It's an amazing therapy overall. There's even skincare benefits to it, metabolic benefits. So again, I could go off forever, but you know, we start with IVs, we have cryotherapy, we bring in things like PE, which is pulse electronic magnetic field therapies. Mm-hmm. What PEMF does essentially is at a cellular level, it re-energizes these cells. And at the end of the day, we're a collection of cells. You know, we're a collection of atoms and cells and energies. And,
that's right.
You know, there's that old adage of what you put into your body, you'll get out of it. So, again, we'll go back. IV, hydrate you, cryotherapy for pain relief, for energy, things like PEMF for cellular optimization, hyperbaric oxygen chambers in there. We use those. Yeah, those are – people laugh all the time when they come in because they're like, hey, I used to hear like Michael Jackson would do that.
Or, right, exactly. You know, what you think of,
You think of all these celebrities and you're like, okay, these are kind of – a lot of people look at what these celebrities and entertainers and that's a little out there. And, you know, human nature is to run away from what we don't understand.
Sure.
And with asking to run towards it, because everything we have in there is about optimizing of life, optimizing your performance. It's fantastic. And for aesthetics, we have things like CryoScan, where we can help, you know, lose fat. We suggest, obviously, we want you to work out. We want you to lead a healthy lifestyle. But sometimes, you know, we do like donuts and margaritas. So, you know, a little CryoScan is not going to hurt you.
Right.
And so, again, we have just so many different treatments we have right now is the use of light therapy and frequencies. And that has been huge for mental health. You know, and I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit later, but
sure,
the use of light and sound just to help you sleep better, to help you think clear. So everything in the cover is designed to either make you better, you're going to feel better, you're going to perform better. Everything in there is designed to re-energize and re-engage life.
It's like you say, Edward. I mean, it's so competitive out there, you know, and people are, you know, it seems like we're working longer hours. I was, you know, joke around with my business students. I mean, I remember my dad. I mean, he typically worked, he never worked later than 4:30, 5 o'clock, you know, and he was always home for dinner, you know, and people are just, it seems like everybody is constantly working today. And as you said, it's so competitive out there. And life, I like how you mentioned this, has really become, it's almost like a sport, you know, to some extent, you know, and it's just really so exciting. It's almost like this will be the new coffee. There's a great book out there. It's called Blue Ocean Strategy, you know, and when I was thinking of your model, I said, this is something new. This is a new marketplace. You know, it's almost like going to be like the new coffee one day. You know what I mean? To give you energy, and it's just I think it's so exciting. I imagine that, you know, there's a lot of technology, you know, in your business model. I mean, how does technology play a role with the recovery, Edward?
That's a great question. It's an interesting question. Mm-hmm. And you know, if we look at it, you think about all these stresses we have today. Almost every stress we have today can be linked with an improvement in technology. And I'm not knocking technology. It's phenomenal, obviously.
Right.
You know, we talk about recovery and using technology, and our whole thing is we want you to come in and unplug to recharge. Now,
yes.
That being said, you've seen these things. You've seen these things like Oura Ring out there, and even like I love Billions on Showtime, for example. Mm-hmm. And this year alone, they've had an Oura Ring concept in there. Now they've got like a light sound concept in there.
Yeah.
So the way we're embracing technology right now to try to help people gauge their results, to really show measurable results. And what I mean by that is we now have technology that can measure sleep. You know, sleep, you hit on that earlier. I'm 44. I built my career off bragging about working until, you know, midnight and then getting up at 4 a.m. to do personal training all day. And it's like, where was the diminishing point in returns there? Obviously, you know, it wasn't well rested enough. So to not go too far down the rabbit hole, with technology, we are testing a technology right now that measures the person's, their sleep, their deep sleep, their light sleep, how many movements they make, how much they wake up. And then that has a direct effect on their HRV, or their heart rate variability, which shows us truly how is your body responding to stress. So our goal with technology is to bring people in our doors and in real time show them a recovery level that improves from things like cryotherapy and lymphatic drainage and hyperbaric. So we want people to understand, hey, when you travel and you're on the road, this is a constant stress to your body. So you know, for years, and I know I'm all over, but coming from a fitness background, it's always been workout, workout, workout. Well, technology is now showing us you don't have to run yourself into the ground. If you wake up and your body says, hey, I'm a 30 out of 100 on the scale of recovery, going to that gym is not what you need to pick up that day.
Right.
You need to relax. So I think technology for us is going to be about embracing it and embracing it. Use it as a guide map, and I'll shut up after this, but I laugh because I use this tech, and when I use it and I wake up in the morning, I might feel like I've slept great, but it'll tell me, hey, you didn't sleep that good. So automatically my mindset's like, oh, man. So I think we have to be careful not to use technology as a crutch, but more as a marketing tool.
Wow. It's impressive,
It is, and the use of, you know, there's some very cool things out there. We use a technology called BrainTap. And BrainTap is something that, you know, we want you to just get in 15 to 20 minutes a day. If you can get in some clarity with this BrainTap, essentially it's going to have you breathe better. It's going to have you visualize better. It all has to do with the mental waves in the body, the things like, I'm sure you've heard of like the, you know, the alpha wave, the theta wave, mm-hmm. the delta wave, things like that.
Sure.
This technology helps us understand what each wave is really doing to our body. And in turn, it's kind of helping us be a more intuitive mind. It's helping us to realize in 20 minutes of quiet time to just
mm-hmm.
refocus is going to give me 3 hours of productivity. So, again,
right.
I mean, once, yeah, it's very interesting in this market. If you look at what's happening in this space, we expect the wellness industry to be, the self-care essentially, to be valued around $13 billion within
wow.
by 2026. Now, here's the wow part, though. When you factor technology into that, it now becomes a $450 billion. And
that's incredible.
Yeah. It's crazy. So I love what we're seeing in technology. I love the fact we're seeing, like, hyperized guns on CBS comedies, and we're seeing people do, you know, go to light therapies for spas. So I think
right.
technology is going to push the envelope, and I think the, you know, the entertainment world, the people that are out there that are doing this, are, it's going to be household practice within the next 3 years.
It's fascinating. What's been a tough question, Edward, but what's been one of the most interesting things that's happened to you since launching the recovery? I'm sure you probably have 100 stories. I'm sure COVID was probably up there. You know, I mean, we've seen a lot of businesses shift and a lot of new business ideas come about through COVID. But does anything stand out since launching the business that you kind of say, wow?
It does. For me, it's the rush to this space. This is
mm-hmm. yeah.
This is by no means a new industry. It's been out there, but it's been fragmented.
Right.
I used to call
right.
it Gilligan's Island. I would cryo, and I would go get an IV, and a red light would be at 3 hours.
Right.
But I think
right.
the surprise to me has been how much people have been open to learn about these things. And what
yeah.
I mean by that is a lot of people have always looked at the light therapy, and I have too. You know, looked at things like light therapy and cryotherapy as
right.
that's tree hugger, snake oil mm-hmm. stuff. And I think, to me, the biggest surprise is to this space. You know, you
yeah.
got guys like Tony Robbins out there right now,
mm-hmm.
Jeff Bezos.
Right.
You know,
right.
Jeff Bezos is putting tens of billions of dollars behind this, trying to figure out how do we create
wow.
these, you know, how do we create these superhumans? How do we introduce things like stem cells to
right.
to help us? And
right.
I think the biggest shock to me has been how fast this is coming. You know, a year and a
right.
half ago, nobody really cared about cryotherapy.
Right.
And fitness and wellness, it's all the rage to get there. So I would say my biggest shock is how fast it's happening.
Do you think that's because of COVID, Edward? Like, I mean, I've noticed, you know, I mean, since it's happened, I mean, people have changed, you know, I mean, as far as like, you know, what's important to them, you know, like you hear so much more today about life balance because, you know, I think a lot of people started working from home and things like that. So do you think all of this is attributed to that or?
I absolutely do. I think COVID
mm-hmm.
taught us a lot to refocus on our lives and taught us what's valuable, but more than anything else, COVID gave people a lot more time to,
right.
in working from home, to go out and experience new things.
Yes.
And you got outside of your little cubicle office world. You know, a lot
right.
of people got out there. We started to share different ideas. So, absolutely. A rush of this is COVID, and I think the other of this is it's education in the public's eye. And what I mean by that is, you know, I want to make sure when I do get older and, you know, I have more time to enjoy my life that
mm-hmm.
I'm performing at these higher levels. So I think our society as a whole has looked at this and said, you know what, it's not all about working 9 to 5 and shutting things down. It's about being able to perform.
Right.
Keep up. And more than anything else,
right.
if I take care of myself, I'm not going to be stuck in this position I'm at. If I take care
right.
of myself, my energy is better. The world kind of
mm-hmm.
is wide open to me. So ultimately,
right.
I think COVID was critical.
Yeah.
I say this all the time, Marty. I think business right now moves at the speed of social media, whether we like
yes.
it or not.
Yes.
It does. And we're seeing blitz scaling happening universally.
Right.
We're seeing people rush things out where it's tough because you don't necessarily have time to perfect everything to put it out there. But at the same time,
right.
the science and the technology is coming so fast. It's just kind of like, okay, we know this is safe. We know this is effective.
Right.
What's
right.
the evolution?
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's powerful. And at some point then, you know, you and your business partner, Everett, you decided to franchise the concept. What types of characteristics are, you know, what's important to you when taking on a new franchisee as far as like maybe characteristics or traits? What do you look for?
Absolutely. That's a loaded question. It's a difficult mm-hmm. question to answer because mm-hmm. out of the gate, the most important thing for a franchise out of the gate is market share. You know, it's how do mm-hmm. I get out to the market fast? But then,
right.
you know, when you look at that path and you just want to grow fast, you don't always necessarily have time to pick the right franchisees. And
right.
your first couple of franchisees are essential. I remember when we got into this, we were so excited to have people interested in the product.
Yeah.
You tend not to take a deep enough dive into that. A lot of franchises tend not to take a deep enough dive into that person. And
right, right.
You know, the important characteristics for us of a franchisee is A, somebody that is entrepreneurial, but
mm-hmm.
they're entrepreneurial in the sense to respect they don't know what they don't know. They mm-hmm. want to run their business and guide that from the outside.
Right.
It's somebody that's entrepreneurial, but at the same time understands that there's going to be certain processes that absolutely have to be done, even if
right.
they don't necessarily agree with it.
Right.
Our franchisees with Regimen have been fantastic. You know, having a fitness concept during COVID has always been tough. And a lot of
mm-hmm.
them have even adapted to this concept of wellness to complement it. But I think with them, a good franchisee always understands that day by day, be completely and totally different. They need to be able to
mm-hmm.
handle what I like to call a bipolarness that comes along with owning a franchise. You have
mm-hmm.
the highest up and the lowest of lows. And
right, right.
I think for franchisees, for us, when we talk to them, we're saying, look, we're going to have some major wins, and we want to celebrate those wins, but not
right.
not for too long. We want to go ahead
right.
and move to the next phase of it. So the best is somebody that's resilient, somebody that has ideas but doesn't mind being coached into how they
mm-hmm.
work better. And
right.
third is, you know, capital, and you can't outsmart people in your business. I'm sorry.
Right.
You just
right.
can't do it. So that
mm-hmm.
the best franchise they have to look at their life. They have to look,
sure.
look at everything they're doing and say, am I willing to lose XYZ? Because if I'm willing to lose XYZ,
right.
I know I'm gonna make an infinite amount. I'm gonna have a
right.
much better life because of it.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I think that's great.
You know,
and what about the training, Edward? I mean, how would that work then? I mean, would they come to, you know, once you decide you like them, they like you, and they do want to become a franchisee, would they come out to corporate for training? How does that work, or what would that include?
Yeah, so absolutely. So once we get somebody, you know, that's really interested in this product, we insist that they come down for a couple of days because you've
mm-hmm.
got to live it, breathe it, feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And once they come down for that discovery day, they come back and say, hey, this is definitely a fit for me. So if it's a fit for them and a fit for us, what we do
right.
is we bring them into Baton Rouge or HQ, and we spend roughly 40 to 50 hours over the course of a week training them on every aspect of from the onboarding to the technology
mm-hmm.
to, you know, meeting R&D, meeting our nurses and understanding, hey, this is exactly who I have to hire. This is the personality I want. So they come out on-site training with us, and then
mm-hmm.
once they leave, they actually go into a pre-sale because we like our franchisees to already have an established, you know, membership base when their doors open in their
right.
market. So we teach them
right.
how to pre-sell and work with that. And then
right
before they open their doors, about 2 weeks before, we send our medical team out and our modality/therapy team out. And
mm-hmm.
that consists of our nurses and some of our specialty trainers. We go out on site and we spend 3 to 4 days with that franchisee teaching them all the ins and outs of what's going to happen when they
mm-hmm.
open their doors.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they open their doors up, obviously, it's all about communication. It's making sure we're supporting them and that they understand the reasons we're doing things. They understand the campaigns we're rolling out. So it is
right.
very training intensive. You know, there's
sure.
monthly webinars.
Yeah.
This is a space where education wins everything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I imagine. Right. Because I guess the technology even changes over time too, doesn't it, Edward, at some point? We're constantly learning new things, aren't we?
It absolutely does. You know, this, like we talked about blue oceans, I'm a huge fan of, you know, Simon Sinek when he talks about a
yeah.
finite and infinite
yeah,
mindset.
Yeah, he's great.
And
great.
This is very much so an infinite mindset, but, you know, you have the wiggle room because medical laws change,
right.
you know, in every
yes.
state. So,
right.
you know, for us, we have a team of attorneys that works around the clock with us just so that we can be ready when these things happen, and
yeah.
and the franchisees can be as well.
That's terrific. What because you've been doing this for a while now, Edward, how would you paint the picture, you know, describe a typical day for a Covery franchisee?
Absolutely. You know, they get up in that morning, and most of them are going to do, you know, most of our franchisees are 100% bought into these therapies themselves. They're already doing this, and now it's there.
Right.
So a typical franchisee will wake up early, they'll go in, they'll hit their hyperbaric, they'll get their therapies in, they'll get their emails done, their phone calls done. And, you know, when the day starts, there's truly two different types of owners. There's the on-site, I'm going to run this thing myself every single day. And then there's that owner that is a little bit more absentee, but has a full operations team. So, you know, for that hands-on owner, they're in these spas, you know, probably 9 o'clock to about 6 o'clock or 6:30 at night. And when they're in there, it's interesting to own, because there's a lot of things you can do, but there's also a lot of things you administer an IV as an owner. You can't prescribe these things. You know, you have to, you rely 100% on your staff. So what you're doing as an owner in the Covery is you're building a community. You're finding out why these people are here. And a lot of these people are very influential business owners within your community. So a lot of that franchisee's job is networking, you know, meeting other business owners, telling people, hey, here's how I feel, sharing their story. And you mentioned it. It's like hanging out at Starbucks all day, because here's the coolest part of the Covery. When you walk in, you're walking in. I always tell people, you might out. There's nothing you can do inside of our four walls that's not going to make you feel instantly better.
Wow.
So that's what you're doing as a franchisor, is you're facilitating that all day. And, you know, you're working with your team. You're training them. You're listening to insights from them. So it's a full day. It's 24/7. Mm-hmm. I tell everybody, when you get into a franchise, your free time is gone, because any business owners, it's constantly in that brain. So make damn sure you love it. I mean, make sure that is all you want.
It's powerful. In studying your background, Edward, you know, you certainly seem to me as, you know, you're an entrepreneur. I mean, from everything you've learned up to this point, because you have experience in franchising, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? Because, you know, now, you know, I mean, there's so much out there today. You know, there's all these different systems and all these different models. And we found in doing the show 15 years that, you know, a lot of our listeners in the beginning phase or early phase, they're confused. They don't even know where to begin. There's like, oh, my God, there's so much out there. I mean, from everything you've learned up to this point, what advice would you give to our listeners then in their quest to buy a franchise?
You know, you got to get through all the shiny stuff. And I say that of every franchise job. Our job is to sell franchises, and it's also to sell successful franchises. So I would say, for anybody looking into it, look at, first of all, you need to understand who the founders are. Because you know, look at their background, talk to them, understand how they think, because how they think is how that brand is going to go. Then you got to look at their entire operation. You know, look at the team that's supporting this. Do they have, you know, do they have a robust enough infrastructure where they are? And what's their plan to support it as they grow? You know, those are definitely important questions to ask for any franchisee. Another thing is, you got to look at it and say, hey, am I going to love this 5 years and 10 years from now? Because again, you're not buying a franchise for 3 years. You're passionate about it. You know, if that's what concerns me. A lot of times these franchises are sold out there through, you know, through a lot of different networks. And that end buyer might be Nike, and they might end up with, you know, a wellness spa. Well, that's a big stretch.
Right.
So you've got to understand, as that buyer, what is it, like you said, that you want to do every single day? And then the last thing is, take a hard look at yourself. And what I mean by that is, really look at your finance. You know, look at what you've got in your retirement. Is it, you know, is this a risk that you are willing to take? Because again,
right,
a lot of franchises sell the dream of just buying a job. That's not it. You know, and I'll shut up. But the last thing you got to look at as a potential franchisee is, what are you really buying into? Are you looking, you know, are you wanting to just do one store? And if you do one store, is there enough revenue? Are the economics right that you can serve for a loan and get exactly what you want to out of it? Or are you going to have to buy 3, 4, and 5 of these things? And if you are, how do you plan on developing that?
Sure.
So you've got to ask a lot of tough questions. I always tell people, get over, you know, get over being excited for a second. Look at the other side of it. Are the turnoffs enough to make you think, I don't think I want to do this? If that's the case, you shouldn't do it.
but you really have to go with your gut. And closing this, every decision as he makes, you got to go with your gut. And you know, for everyone listening to this, research the gut brain. You know, we have three different brains in our body, and the gut brain is actually one of the most powerful ones there. So when you say you have a gut feeling, there's actually some science behind that to support it. And I'll tell you this, Marty, every mistake I've made, I've looked back and I have allowed other people to influence me away from what my decision was. And there's been some good things with that, but there's been a lot of bad too. So if you're going to be a franchisee, you're going to be a leader. Whether you like it or not, you are going to be a leader. So study it, understand it, make sure it fits you.
Wow. It's great advice, Edward. I never heard that. You know, in you know, 15 years I've been asking the question, and I never heard that before, you know, is the gut brain. You know, and as you describe it, it makes so much sense, right? Because I'm thinking of my own life, and I've had those experiences as well, you know, is sometimes where I should have went with my gut feeling, and I didn't. And, you know, I just think it's so powerful. So you're the chief visionary officer of the Covery, Edward. So I know you're thinking, you know, down the road. So if I could ask you, I mean, where do you see the Covery? I mean, if you could look into maybe a crystal ball, if it was like 3 years, 5 years down the road, where do you see the organization?
Well, then we're selling really well right now. We're having a lot of people talk to us. We've got a lot of interest. For us right now, it's almost one of those things where, whoa, let's pull it back and slow it down just a little bit because the demand is so high.
Right.
I do see us in 5 years, though, as having, you know, somewhere between 200 to potentially 300 doors open the country.
Right.
And I do see us morphing into what we're doing right now is medical in 10 years. And what I mean by that is it's actually treating things. It's not just,
right.
It's not prescriptive based as in it's covering up the pain. It's actually fixing it. So I do think in 5 years you're going to see the Covery and a lot of other brands pretty much on every street corner, like you do a Walgreens and a CVS. I also think it's going to be massive in the health club space where people are going to realize, I don't need to be working out this much. I need to rest. I need to recover.
Right.
So
what
we're seeing right now, it's very, I don't even want to say we're early adapter. We're beyond that by just a little bit, but we're certainly not mainstream. So
absolutely.
I think in 5 years, you are going to see these literally on every corner, and it's going to be a reboot from mental wellness to, like I said earlier, we talked about themes like stem cells to physical therapy, pre-therapy. I think you're going to see these technologies becoming more and more affordable to mainstream and progressive treatments coming down the pipe. The doctors that are out there now, you know, a lot of the younger doctors are adapting type of therapies because this stuff wasn't taught in school years ago.
Right.
Now it's
So
ultimately I see not the Covery single-handedly, obviously. I see this entire space aligning what we do with the medical field and just healthy lifestyles all together. I think we're going to be creating, I hate to say the word superhuman, but I really truly believe that we're going to be able to extend the quality of life. And, you know, one of the big questions is, as we extend the quality of life, what does that mean for people in general? Are we going to want to become more productive? So big, hairy goal, self-care in general in 5 years has completely helped heal the population. It's helping with mental health disorders. It's helping with obesity. It's just helping understand it's not just working out. It's working out and recovering properly. So that's a long
way to answer. Yeah, a great answer. And as I said, you know, when I was studying the concept of it, I said, oh my God, I have to, you know, have you on the show because, you know, this is different. I interview a lot of like pizza franchises and hamburger franchises and carpet cleaning. So I said, wow, this is something really different, you know, and really exciting. So I was so excited to interview today. What's the best way, Edward, for our listeners to get more information on the Covery? Of course, there's the franchise opportunity, but even the service itself. Are there any websites you want to plug?
I mean, there's really, you know, look at things like, I rely heavily on our vendors for that. So there's something out there, like I said, called BrainTap. BrainTap's fascinating. It's interesting to look at. It's something you can use at home. That's one I'll definitely look at. Again, just go to the Covery, you know, thecovery.com. We've got a lot of info and a lot of links to other places.
Yeah,
but what I would do if I was anybody, you know, you find some of these things you're interested in. And I hate to say it, but you Google.
go down that rabbit hole, and you need to educate yourself.
Look,
there's a lot of info out there that's not right, and there's a lot of info that's sitting there on the edge that could really be right, and bits of it might not be. So just Google this stuff and educate yourself.
That's fantastic. Well, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed talking to you today, Edward. I'd like to invite you back, you know, over the next year or two as you continue to grow, because I think this is a very exciting concept.
Well, I appreciate your time today, Marty. Thank you.
This has been my pleasure, Edward, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews. Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. For each podcast, you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 8 years and over 400 shows, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Chris Simic, who is the founder of FranchiseTeacher.com, and Chris has over 30 years of business and franchise experience as an independent business owner, a franchisee, and a franchisor. And Chris said something very profound that we haven't heard on our show in over 8 years. He mentioned that you have to almost work harder to fail at franchising than to succeed in franchising, and he explains why.
Most people, about 90% I think I've seen, buy a business other than they first looked at.
Wow, that's amazing.
So
it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, that's a big number too, isn't it, Chris? You know, that, you know, most people, they go in with these certain expectations and they come out with something different, you know, and I find that fascinating.
I absolutely, it never ceases to astound me, but I think that speaks to the value of franchising as a business model and a business method, because people don't have to be in something just because they know it. And quite candidly, sometimes getting involved in a business that you would rather do, that you were not involved in, allows you the luxury of taking a new career path and to develop something you never would have had the opportunity to had it not been, you know, systematized and prioritized for you. You know, in franchising, it's said that you have to really almost work harder to fail than to succeed, because if you have a good franchise system, if you follow directions, you have to almost purposely not follow them to not do well.
That's true. That's fantastic. We have this great quote in franchising. I think we're going to put that one in there, Chris. I think that's very original, and it's very true. What advice would you give to our listeners? You know, we find that most of them, they're just beginning their search to buy a franchise, Chris, and we find that, you know, most of them just simply, they don't even know where to begin, like you were saying. What advice would you give to them?
I do, when I speak to people looking at franchise, I give them three different pieces of advice. One, make sure you're looking for a business for the right reason. Now, a lot of people have things happen in their life. They lose a job or something happens, and they react and maybe say, well, okay, maybe I'll go buy a business. That may not be the reason to do it, versus having the luxury of selectivity that here's my opportunity that was created by some adversity. Second thing is that they have to make sure that they are able to be franchisees, that not everybody is designed to be able to follow the systems, procedures, and the processes it takes to be a successful franchise owner. And then I tell them quite candidly is pick a couple of the industries and the price ranges that may have interest to you, and then kind of pin down from there, either using the resources of a consultant or a broker or a team member, or on their own, either way. But I think that if they take their time, follow the steps, and do it for the right reasons, they'll be on a much smoother pathway to success in owning their own business.
That's well said. What's in the future then for Franchise Teacher, Chris? I mean, where do you see the company 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, Marty, we've been extremely fortunate and blessed that the business has been around, you know, through Century Franchise Group for many years, and our new franchiseteacher.com has taken off. We're representing right now, seven-plus brands. I think in 5 years our focus will really be even more fine-tuned. As the consumer or the prospective business owner is looking for more and more specific information, breaking down to teach, coach, consult, and advise, I think will be a way for us to assist people in what they need. You know, people, again, don't know what they don't know, but
right.
I think information overload sometimes discourages people too early. They say, this is too much for me to process.
Mm.
But we can break it
That's
down
true.
Into bite-sized pieces. I think more and more people, especially the younger generation, who are looking for the advice and the information they want when they want it, I think is, you know, going to do nothing more than continue. Then our next business venture, which launches at the end of this year, is looking to capture all the different franchise brands around the world and put them into one place. So we're looking forward to a future. And franchising is going nowhere but growing, you know, as you
right.
said about a long time too, the number of franchise opportunities. And the world's getting to be a smaller place. I think you're going to find a
yeah.
lot opportunities coming in and going out of different marketplaces and different countries accessible to more people.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, Chris, for our listeners to get more information on franchiseteacher.com? Obviously franchiseteacher.com, but any numbers you'd like them to call or email addresses?
Well, actually, we appreciate www.franchiseteacher.com. And
okay.
my business partner, Dave, and I offer them the free one-hour consultation. Fill out the form and
great.
Take advantage of it.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Chris, for finally coming on the show. You know, I've been following your career for a long time now, you know, and I have just been very impressed with everything that you've done, you know. So when I saw this, I mentioned to you, we don't typically call people to come on the show, you know, but I had to have you specifically on the show. So it was an honor and a privilege to have you on the show today.
Marty, ditto, and again, congratulations on your PhD doctorate. I have read your thesis, and I would recommend it reading if people can get through
that
information.
I really appreciate that you read it too, because that's an honor coming from you. So that's fantastic. Well, I want to thank you again, Chris.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with
Franchise Interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.